Chodesh Halvodos, Thursday night. We're learning Shaar Yichud HaMaisa. We're learning Perakeh, which is a description of the Mahalach of the Yetzihara. We're at the beginning. He didn't start listing them yet. He first is talking about Bechlalius. He's going through the Pasuk in Koheles, where Shlomo HaMelech describes a person as an Ir Katana. Tanya also, a lot of Tanya talks about the person as an Ir Katana. It's a microcosm of the universe, and the Melech Gadol with tons of resources is the Yetzer Hara. The Sov Avosa, it surrounds the ear because, as the Chavit HaLava said, he has us surrounded. He's in our subconscious, in our personalities. He permeates. He's us. We are him. He is us. And that's Uvono Alehem Metzodim Gedolim, is because everywhere you turn, you have the enticements. It's not the way they say. Nowadays it's tougher because of internet. I don't know. This was written 1,000 years ago, and he's describing that a person is always surrounded by temptations and by evil thoughts. Describes it pretty well here without internet. Anyway, so he says it surrounds the ear. Umotzaba ish miskein chacham is the seichel, because he says, and it's called a miskein because very few people follow their seichel. Most people live just following their ritzonos, what they want, to fulfill their desires and to have comfort and pleasure. It takes a lot of discipline to follow the seichel and not the guf. So that's why the ish is called a miskein, forlorn, alone, lonely, nebuch, chacham. But he saves the ear, because he saves the ear. Now we'll start with, on page Kufayin Beis, the last around 10 lines of this first paragraph. Not the first, the paragraph that the page starts off in the middle of, so the last 10 lines. After he quotes the Pasuk, V'chochmas ha-miskein bezuya, V'yemkol chulshaso, with all of his weakness, we describe the Yetzer Hara as a melech that has so many resources, and we describe the seichel as an ish miskein. Haretayer mehiras kenitz ayetzer lo, the pasuk describes a quick victory for the seichel. Kasher nevak imo, when they do battle, the dochen azokav min adam bekalus, you can actually win your battle with the Yetzer Hara very easily, because he says ki ma'at mina emes, a very 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 famous phrase, ma'at mina emes notzeach harbe mina sheker kishem shema'at mina or besalei harbe mina chashecha. It seems insurmountable. It seems like you can't do it. Someone says, from now on, if you follow your seichel, really evil is. It doesn't exist, really. So it's like what we call smoke and mirrors. And it looks scary, and it looks impossible, but really, he says, you cut through it like a hot knife cuts through butter. It goes. That's what Shlomo HaMelech is telling you. If you're on the right path, the path of Or, the path of good, the path of what's really reality, the other thing is not really reality. So he says, that's reflected. Because it's when you do it, like if you get over that hurdle of being scared of it, of being immobilized, it immobilizes you. If you can break free of that immobility, then it's easy. He says, "Ma'at mina or masali karbe mina chashecha." V'neyesh b'zeh ha'ora. This should be an inspiration. To not to give up and not to be miyaish and not to say, listen, this is how I am, which is many times what people say, this is how I am and I can't help it, and there's nothing I can do about it, and I'll just take it from there. But I have to just realize where I'm holding, and this is where I'm holding. That's not true. Since it has become clear to us, meaning from the psukim in Koheles, it's become clear to us. And then he tries to explain it logically, because it's or and it's choshech. Milamod neged haseichel u'mehirus k'niyos alefonav, how it will quickly give in. If you just say, listen, I'm not interested in any terutzim or shtick or diversions or lazinesses or long, windy, lumdisha explanations why it's really okay. Just you cut through all the baloney. Kamo shomer akosuv, we find this reflected in the pasuk in Mishle, shachu roim lusnei tovim, urishoim al shari tzadik. Okay, this is all the hakdama to Perek Hey, sort of. He gave you like an overview of the Yetzirah and how it's, you know, its powers and how you have to fight it. And how although it never gives up, and even if you beat it 100 times, it's going to come back. Keep. But it's easy to chase away. I said like a fly. It keeps coming back, but you keep chasing it away, and it's very easy to chase it away. Now he's going to go into what the Yetzirah, what you will find yourself thinking about, and so he wants you to recognize it as Yetzirah. Now again, it's not a little man with a pitchfork and horns and a tail. It means recognize it as a negative thought. Recognize it as a thought that's going to get you into trouble. Recognize it as a thought that's going to take you further away from Hashem, and is going to, you know, put you on a different path. Well, people usually start off, you know, with a single step. They say, this is not so bad, I'll just do this. That's what we learned. And the Yetzirah gets you even to do a small thing. He's very happy with small victories. I don't want to give an example, because he doesn't even start off with an Aveiro, so it doesn't have to be the same by every person, because he starts off probably with something that's not an Aveiro, or he can start off with an Aveiro and say, no, okay, just talk this Lashon Hara, you don't want to look like an idiot, everybody's talking, and then, you know, before you know it, you can't control yourself anymore. And it's that way with all the Taivas. I mean, people have like conversations, they think it's harmless, but you know, it gets them into big trouble. It's not at all uncommon. I mean, Baruch Hashem, it's uncommon, but it's not as uncommon as we'd like to think. But it always starts off with a small step. It doesn't start off with an Aveira, it starts off with or stealing, being dishonest. You start off with a Horas head there, and then a year later, you're embezzling. And this, the same thing happens. Anyway, so he wants us to recognize the Yetzirah, so he goes through different things the Yetzirah says. Now he starts off, I think that when we learn the beginning, we're going to think, this will never happen to me, and this doesn't happen to me, and he's talking about someone else, not me. Because he's talking about fundamentals of Yiddishkeit. Now, so we think maybe we're immune to thoughts of what he describes, and he's talking about people who are not from or are professional atheists or whatever. But the truth is, the Chavis HaLavas holds, and he said it 10 times and repeated it another 10, that if you don't have clarity about these things, you're asking for trouble. You're just going through the motions, and that's certainly not Yichud HaMaisa. That's why he put this whole thing here. You just find yourself going through the motions, but you're not convinced, you don't like really truly believe. I mean, you know, most people do not really think or picture or visualize that Hashem took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. I mean, you know, we have Pesach, we eat matzah. We eat matzah, it's Pesach night. We eat matzah, we say the Haggadah very faithfully. But like to really think about it, like we say by every night or every morning by Shachris or by Ma'ariv, we say by Mitzrayim Galtanu, Mitzavodim B'Tisanu, right? Or we say at night, Hamakim Avrosu, Kol Bukhorim Mitzrayim, Ayotzi Yisam L'Yisam, Matechum L'Chei V'Solam, and like, to make it a reality, to picture it, to visualize it. Anyway, Voracious number one, the first, I don't know if he's going in a particular order, maybe he is, he's going in descending order. Because the Yetzirah doesn't give up, so he tries this, he tries that. So the first thing he tries is, Masha Mesapek HaYetzirah Lecha, the Zomim La'amos Lamso B'daitcha, he wants to make you think that something is true. This is his first battle, because this is your whole life. Our whole life as Jews, and everything we do, we say we do it to Seichel. It only makes sense, and it's only rational if there's an Olam Haba. If after you die, there's still something left. If when you die, you dissolve into nothingness, then there is no point in doing anything. Why should you? There's nothing left afterwards. And you know, you're going to die, everybody dies. So what's the point of doing anything? It's like it's very fascinating, at least to me it is, that he puts this before he talks about atheism and if there's an Eibishter. That's in the second paragraph. In the first paragraph he talks about this. And I'm not sure what to make of it. As if to say, this is like his first battle. Maybe if he talks about atheism first, you'll throw him away. Like, you know, you'll send them away, you'll send them packing. Now, you'll say, but I believe in Olam Haba. But again, like I said about Mitzrayim, the Chavos HaLevavos we saw in Shaar HaBitachon, he wants an Olam Haba that's very real to you and vivid, that you're looking forward to, that you can't wait for, that you're imagining all the pleasures of being enemies of Hashchina. You don't know what it means, but you know it's very pleasureful, and you don't even know what pleasure is, because we think of pleasure, we think of goof pleasure, and there you're thinking of the neshama's pleasure, of being close to Hashem. But we don't know what it means. That's what Chagavot himself says. We don't know what it means, but that's why the Torah does not talk about it, and that's what gives the Yetzirah a Pesach, a Makom. To say, now he doesn't have to say it. Whoever lives like that is falling prey to that. It says in Pirkei Avos, Olam Hazeh Dome LeProzdor, Olam Haba LeTraklin, Haskein Atzmucha BeProzdor, Kadesh Tikanis LeTraklin. Now, if you don't live that way, it means it's not foremost on your mind, but that is the foremost thing on your mind. Because that's all encompassing. That defines everything we do. If this world is it, then everything we do takes on a different meaning and a different value and a different system of values and different priorities. Right? Everything changes. And how many people in the whole world live for an Olam Haba that's unseen, that we don't really grasp, but you're supposed to live that everything you do is a stepping stone to a different world than you occupy. It's not easy. It's not. So when he says that the Yetzirah tries to make you mesupik, that maybe after your death there's nothingness, I don't know if it has to be. He meant it as such, because that's the simple meaning of the words. But I don't know if it's only relevant to such specific conscious thoughts. If you may see echdas from it, so that's just as bad, just as good, so to speak, just as bad. If you never think about it, if you never think that it's just a traklin, and all I'm sorry, just a prosdor, and all of my boys, the traklin is the goal line. So then it means you're not aware of it.
But it makes sense that this is perfect.
Yeah, I think so, because this permeates every, the smallest thing you do. Because everything you do is going to look differently if this world is a tachlis, or if this world is just a prose door for the next world.
This is the way cults, this is the first thing they attack when they get children involved.
Yeah?
The first thing they attack.
Okay.
Deprogramming, I know.
Okay. Okay, we'll stop here.